War, father was a special constable. That was entirely voluntary. He was a very good man, my father. He ran the biggest scout troop in Benfleet from about 1922 onwards until, oh, I don't know, 1960, I should think, or later than that. And he kept it going all through the war. And then boys who were in the forces used to come when they had a scout meeting. They used to come sometimes to the scout meeting from the forces. And they, several of them, I used to hear say that he was always there as a stable personality that they could come back to the village to. Anyway, he was also a special constable, voluntary, and he was virtuous, wasn't he? And he used to have to stand at the memorial where there's three directions of traffic meeting outside the church. And especially Sunday evening, when the traffic was all leaving Canvey to go back to London, because that was the only way off Canvey, he used to stand there and direct the traffic. And we weren't allowed to talk to him when he was doing that. Then there was him and Mr. Pithers, who was the waterworks man for this area, who kept the pumping station going. I don't know if he was the only one that worked there. They were the two special constables in Benfleet. I don't think there were any more. Mr. Pithers was a little man with rather a big man's opinion of himself. Anyway, he liked to think that he ran Benfleet. Anyway, he lived in the house bungalow next to the pumping station. Now, do you know where the pumping station is or was? It's now a strange church. I can't remember.
I know what you mean. Yes. Yes, I know what
down
you mean.
By the brook.
Yep.
That was the pumping station. And it had a big hole in the floor with all machines going up and down, great big machines. I can remember looking, going in the, nipping in the door and having a look at it. Rather quiet machines they were. They didn't make a lot of noise going up and down. And I don't know where they pumped the water from and to, but there was also the water tower up the top of Essex Way that must have been joined on or something.
Going back to the police.
Yes.
There was two special constables. Were there any?
Oh yes, proper policemen as well.
So full-time policemen.
Yes, yes. I think there were three here in Benfleet. I'm not sure.
And did they live at Cemetery Corner?
Yes, they lived at the police station at Cemetery Corner. Let me think if how many police houses there are there. I think there's three police houses there and the office in the middle.
So the office was in the middle?
Yes.
Was there a sort of a holding station there for prisoners?
No, not as far as I know. No, they had to go to Pitsea. Okay. If they got anyone who'd... There was a holding place at Pitsea. Because Dad used to have to go to Pitsea sometimes. Pitsea was the headquarters. Benfleet was a subsidiary station. And Canvey was a subsidiary station as well.
What time was this? 19...
Well, I only know about during the war, really. Because
okay.
That was the only time when Dad was in it full time.
Right, so
he was a full-time policeman during the war. He was a special constable before the war, and then when the war came, he became a full-time policeman, and his job was to go round when bombs fell, he had to go and find where they were and report in, and I think keep people away from the hole or wherever it was, and make sure, and probably I expect maybe the army would come and have a look and see what was there, I don't know. And a lot of it was out on the marshes. Where now is the rubbish tip over on at Pitsey, that was all fields and marshes. Sheep were grazing there.
So did he get involved in any criminal activity, or was that his sole job?
No, that wasn't his sole job. So he was up an awful lot in the night. He would have been useless at catching criminals, absolutely hopeless. He was so good himself, he didn't think anybody was evil. So at night, his job was to go out to bombs or anything that happened, not only bombs, anything that happened. And in the evenings, he went round giving talks on what kind of bombs were likely to fall down. We had things called butterfly bombs that had like sort of wings sticking out, and they used to flutter down, and then they'd be there for innocent people to pick up, and if you touch them, they'd explode. And he lectured to grown-ups about those in the evenings, and in the daytime, he went round to schools telling children not to touch things, which, needless to say, my husband and his friends took no notice. And also his other job was to go round the schools doing road safety. And in the end, he had a nervous breakdown. And it's not surprising. And he went to stay with my mother's brother, who was in the Navy up on the west coast of Scotland. And to get Dad away from here and a complete rest, he went to stay with him up there for about a month. And he came back and carried on the same.
So after the war, did he stop being a policeman?
Yes.
And a special?
I think he did. I think he'd had enough of it and stopped being a special as well at the end of the war. Yes, yes. The money he got during the war, when he was actually taken on as a proper policeman, was quite good. I remember we had more money then than we ever did before the war. Oh, my mother worked as well. She carried on his work in the city, which was, he had nothing to do with anything like that. He sold material and linen mostly, and various clothing type things from Northern Ireland imported to this country in London. He had an office in London where he was an import agent, I suppose you'd call it.
So he was self-employed?
Yes, yes, yes. So it was nothing to do with anything like police or anything.